the bride's warm breast in her groom's warm hand. He's holding this grenade he's found in the clammy fog of 5 a.m., and he's pulled the pin somehow on accident. To let it go will spring the lever. That, or he's clasping an ornate doorknob, warm from fire in the room beyond, and he can't decide if he should enter. Doing so might be heroic, though he can't imagine where the door might lead, or what he'd find inside to rescue. An orchid, maybe, from a massive steel-frame greenhouse where the flames turn cartwheels in the countless panes of glass. A Kama Sutra signed by Rati and misshelved among a great library's 100,000 volumes on their crackling way to ash. Or just a couple top-shelf fifths of bourbon as the sprawling liquor store there in the red-light district of the heart ignites to sear the fragrances of gravity and fine amnesia through the fiercely hissing air. Her breast is warm, so much so that he won't be able to keep hold of it much longer now without discomfort, the brilliant nipple in the center of his palm particularly heated, though perhaps he only fancies that. A little rivet of ardor, that nipple. A nail, like the tack by which some fool might post outside St. Peter's 3 or 4 or 95 brash theses on indulgence, on desire, as he will if he ever learns the sweet calligraphy required to lay them down on vellum. Her breast is warm and more than warm, and his mouth is dry, her long hair on and in it slightly. He would cough, but that might wake her. Instead, he lets his arm go hollow. From her breast to his shoulder and on up through his throat, he becomes a contorted chimney, her black hair spooling out from his red lips like smoke. He's holding an ember, but soft. Not an ember, but a globe of gently worn-in dusk light, what a frugal god might use to read by. A lamp, then, only now it's shaded by the bedsheet in his warming hand. Her breast is warm, his hand has made it warmer, and at last he must release it. There's a nimble grayness at the hotel window. Bride and groom unspoon, and he rolls slowly over to the nightstand where a tumbler waits. The ice from last night has melted, but both the glass and the water inside it are still extremely cool.